We are back another week on the program, just a week and a half away from National Signing Day, the biggest day outside of actual play on the field.
Yeah, the first Wednesday in February.
And that is going to be taking place in a couple of weeks. Alabama, Auburn, the rest of the SEC trying to close down their respective signing classes. What are your overall impressions of recruiting? I guess we'll start with the state of Alabama, Sears.
Auburn's doing really well. They're definitely getting the national championship bump. We'll see if they can parlay that into a top 10 recruiting class. I know their last projection, they were high teens, low 20s, according to varying on which sites you see. Alabama's top two even in some classes, with potential to be number one.
The latest rivals, which, you know, and these things are so subjective. I'm not a big fan of recruiting rankings, but Auburn is 8, Alabama is 1. Texas 2, Florida State 3, LSU 4, USC 5. That is top 5. And Auburn has crept their way up into the top 8 there on the rivals anyway.
And it's just it's a crapshoot. We all know. I mean, you can get a 3-star like a Javier Arenas. No, I don't even think Javi was a 3-star, and he's now starting in the NFL. And then Willie Williams was a 5-star, and he bounced from school to school.
B.J. Scott. Mm-hmm. Right. Look at Mark Ingram. I mean, Mark Ingram was, what was he, a 3-star?
I want to say so.
From Flint, Michigan, and he panned out to be the
He won Alabama's first Heisman.
So, yeah. And then Julio Jones. You have on the other side of that argument, you have a guy like Julio Jones, who is perhaps the most touted recruit ever, it seemed like, and he panned out to be one of the greatest receivers in Alabama history. So it's really subjective, but I think the bottom line is this: if you get a top 10, top 15 class by any of these services, you're doing really well. And I think Alabama, Auburn, you see Georgia up there, Ohio State, Oklahoma, North Carolina, Texas Tech, Nebraska. They're all going to have good classes and good they're going to have good players on their teams for years to come. College basketball, we can talk a little college basketball. We usually don't get into that. I have Benjamin Bunn, the brother of mine, in the studio today, and he plays basketball at the high school levels. What do you think? What do you make of the SEC? It just seems like it can't, year in, year out, it just can't compete and can't, I guess, rise to the level of other conferences like the Big Ten, the Big 12, ACC, Big East. Why not? I mean, the SEC seems to have the recruiting ground.
Well, the one of the big problems with the SEC is the lack of, first of all, the defense. Defense in the other the Big Ten and the Big East especially, I think the defense is a lot more physical, and the court looks smaller with the defenses that play in those leagues. That's one of the things that Alabama has going for them, is their defense is so good that they're causing other teams that are shooting in the 60s and 80s to come – I mean, the shooting in the 80s to come down to the 60s, you know, when they play them, and that's what's giving them chances to win. But the SEC is overall not defensive-minded like the other two leagues, in my opinion, and like the Big East and the Big Ten are very good defensively, which is why they normally have the majority of the teams in the tournament.
Also, I think the SEC tends to spend more of their money on football players than on basketball players.
Well, yeah, that's like a given.
The statue of Cam Newton, he did have a check hanging out of his pocket.
Auburn would be better if he played basketball.
Well, I did hear an Auburn writer the other night say, it was asked, you know, is Auburn going to beat Alabama? And he answered, well, no. Cam doesn't play power forward. I don't think you're ever going to see the passion that, in all seriousness, that Auburn football had, just the chemistry that he brought that team together, Cam Newton, paid or not, was just incredible. I don't know that Auburn, it's going to be hard for them to duplicate that. I say that, though, and they picked up a recruit, an offensive tackle from Arizona. Christian Westerman is going to be going to Auburn instead of Texas, and what a big pickup that is. It seems to me Auburn is making gains in recruiting that is kind of unprecedented. And you look at last year's recruiting class, top 5 by most analysts, and this year they're picking up a lot of good recruits too. Sears, I mean, what is Auburn doing differently that's causing them to get all these highly touted recruits?
They're winning, and winning breeds success. Everyone wants to be a part of a winner. The SEC West is becoming the best division in all of football, pro and college. You just have so many teams here that are just so powerful and consistently good. I mean, LSU right now is projected to be number one. You'll have a possible number one versus number two in the first week of the season at the Jerry Dome with Oregon and LSU.
Right.
You've got Alabama.
That'll be fun.
You've got Arkansas, you've got Auburn, Mississippi State's even on the rebound. Pretty much everybody in the West except for Ole Miss is doing really well right now.
And Ole Miss is getting good recruits also.
And you never know what's going to happen. The SEC West is a very, very competitive division, very good from top to bottom. Not everybody's going to be able to get. You can only sign 25 kids, and you can only have 85 max on scholarship. So they can't all go – you can't stockpile it like in the day of the Bear when Bear would just get the best players from everywhere and just have four deep. And their four deep would be four deep of all Americans. So, I mean, it's a different day and age. Kids want to go and play right away. Auburn offers that opportunity, especially at offensive line this year. They never really found a good complement to Dyer. McCaleb was a good scat back, but I mean, if you needed a tough yard, you knew it was going to be Dyer or Cam.
Mm-hmm.
So they need another dominant running back, a 1-2 punch like a Richardson and Ingram was for Alabama last year, or 2 years ago. Last year, the running game was non-existent basically for Alabama.
Right.
But
at times.
But it's just you want to play in the best division. And the SEC is churning out lots of NFL prospects, and if you want to get that next level, you need to play with the best. And to play with the best, that means come to the SEC.
How big of a recruit do you think for Alabama is Jadeveon Clowney, the number one player on Rivals 100 from Rock Hill, South Carolina, defensive end? South Carolina thinks they have him, but you know, Alabama is the second team on the list. How big of a get would that be for Alabama?
If Alabama can get a defensive end that lives up to the hype, that would just be the best thing for them in their 3-4 defense, especially if he can be when they bring the jack down and he kind of moves to a tackled position. Mm-hmm. If Bama can get some dominant defensive linemen, because they just – Darius, I just don't know if he wasn't healthy or what. He didn't really excel until that Michigan State game. Upshaw's a jack linebacker, so he's not really considered a lineman. He got in a three-point stance occasionally when they brought the jack linebacker down, and he was pretty dominant. But they just didn't really have a dominating inside presence like they had Mount Cody in 2009. They just need somebody to come in and just make people have them as the focus of the defense, get them as the focus of the offensive line, the blocking scheme. If they can do that and Clowney turns out to be that form, they have potential to be a very, very good defense
next
year.
Benjamin, what do you expect Alabama to do this year after going 9-3 the last year and winning the national championship?
Hey, it was 10-3.
And 10-3. That number 10 was pretty good, too.
Yeah.
I expect us to win a national championship. What do you think? I'm an Alabama fan.
Do they lose a game or what? Both of you, you're both. Do they lose a game or win them all?
Right now, I'm going to say Bama goes 10-2, probably losing
10-2.
Probably going to lose to LSU and something
State.
I don't know. Yeah, that can be difficult playing in Starkville.
But LSU's at home though. You know.
Yeah, but that's going to be the national championship, I think, in the regular season. Alabama-LSU is going to be a huge game.
We'll see. I'm just going to say conservative 10-2.
Okay.
They have potential to do much better.
We do go. I mean, you know, I know Auburn's supposed to be terrible next year, but we do go to Auburn.
All their tough games are at home this year except for Auburn. They go to Florida, which will be searching for an identity. They go to the Mississippi schools.
And Penn State. Don't forget about Penn State. It's not a cakewalk in Happy Valley. I know.
Let's look at Penn State's record against the SEC.
I'm just making.
Alabama's never played in front of 100,000 people. Oh, hey, yeah, they do that every home game, and then when they go to Tennessee. So, unless Penn State can develop, you know, something to counteract Alabama, because Alabama really could have named their own score, but Saban had enough respect for Paterno to just tone it down a bit. So we'll see that. But I like Alabama next year going.
Well, you like Alabama any year, and you're an Alabama fan.
I am, but realistically, I say about 10-2 next year.
Like Charles from Real Town, call up every day and say Auburn's going to win the national championship. I got to give it to old Charles, though. It's a little bit harder when you're Auburn.
I'm just saying right now, Alabama looking at that 10 wins needs to be the benchmark for this program.
Yeah.
If you don't get 10 wins, your season's not a success.
Well,
and then if you get 10 wins, that's going to put you in good, good chance of winning the SEC West.
Right.
And if you win the SEC West, you can play for the SEC. And we found out for the last 5 years, you win the SEC, you're going to go to the national title game.
Cam Newton, the former quarterback of Auburn, now and going to enter the NFL draft, signs or hires agent Buzz Cook. Buzz Cook was the agent for Brett Favre, the legendary quarterback who played many years in the NFL. Well, I thought, didn't Cam Newton sign with Kenny Rogers?
Wow, you're not going to let that go. I didn't see him not being able to sign with Pat Dye Jr.
Right.
You'd figure that his dad, who has such a huge influence on the Auburn program, in fact, he still has an office at Auburn, even though he's not the head coach. You just kind of figured he would sign with Pat Dye Jr. and Jimmy Sexton's bunch.
This just in over the wire, ESPN releasing this. The USC appealed it, or had its appeal, I guess, hearing today in Indianapolis against, with the NCAA and their football penalties. This is what the USC president's Max, and I'm going to try to get this right,
Nikias.
Okay, Nikias, thank you, says about the Trojans NCAA appeal hearing. He said it is good and fair, and a ruling is expected in 4 to 8 weeks. Now, Sears, you have an in on this particular situation with some of your family members. Tell me how much of a chance you think USC gets some of these penalties lessened.
I think there's a very good chance they'll have some of these penalties lessened because the NCAA does not want to go to court. There are rumors out in LA that SC, if these penalties are upheld, will file a lawsuit against the NCAA and citing the Ohio State and Camgate references, saying that they're uneven in their punishments. And I don't think the NCAA wants to go to court and face possible government intervention as well. So I think the NCAA buckles.
And you think they I don't mean to put Mark Emmert's shoes on you, but if they take some of the penalties away, what do you think USC's left with?
I think they'll get some of their scholarship backs, and they'll probably be restored to postseason for the 2011 year.
Well, a lot of people don't think that the Cam Newton gate is over. I have a feeling that there's more to come out on this, and I think a lot of other people in the media, national media, feel the same way.
About Cam Gate.
Right. I just don't think it's over. I think the last bird hasn't sung on this, so to speak. Cecil Newton's whereabouts will be a part of the story. That was said by the NCAA, according to Stacey Osborne's article in USA Today. We know because of Thayer Evans' articles that two NCAA investigators were investigating over the Christmas holiday in Auburn. We also know that the FBI is heavily involved. The FBI interviewed John Mond and Milton McGregor. I don't know why everybody wants to forget that TMZ report that Milton McGregor that cited the NCAA talking to Milton McGregor about Auburn issues, but they did. And you know, this thing is not over. The fact that they are talking to Milton McGregor ought to tip some people off that they are going after Auburn. This isn't Mississippi State's issue. This is Auburn's issue.
It's a very complicated situation. I don't think it's over. I don't think we will ever truly find out the whole truth. We may get fragments of it. Some of those fragments may incriminate Cam and rule him ineligible, meaning Auburn would have to vacate stuff. I don't know if they'll ever be able to tie Auburn to paying Cam. Who knows? There could be a huge smoking gun come out. Someone like in Reggie Bush was giving them money and they were promised something in return from Cam. Cam doesn't give them what he was promised, so he decides to file a lawsuit. And you never know what's going to happen. That's why this story is always going to be fun. I've heard several Auburn callers not understand why they're receiving so much hate, not just from Alabama fans, but from all fans,
right,
not just SEC fans. I mean, Big Ten and a lot of the nation, even Sports Nation and Outside the Lines did polls, and I think about 70-something%.
75, yeah.
Said that this is a tainted national championship.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people just don't like what Auburn did and they did it.
You and I talked to Dan Wetzel a couple months ago about this issue. He, of course, his company, Yahoo Sports, was intricate in the coverage of the Reggie Bush and USC deal when that came out, so he knows a little bit about how the NCAA works. And his opinion is was and still is, I assume, that you know, this is not done, but the NCAA takes time, and that's what people are going to have to understand. The NCAA, when they were investigating a process, there may be other circumstances that we don't know about or haven't come out yet that are prohibiting the NCAA from acting as maybe as quickly on this as they could. So I think his point was that the NCAA takes time.
And there have been some rumblings that a major news agency was going to break a story mm-hmm. about this. These rumblings have been going on basically since Joe Shad had said he had Cam on tape.
I think somebody's got it. The question is if and when they are going to break it.
And there's going to be three entities that'll probably break it. Mm-hmm. It's either going to be ESPN, it's going to be Yahoo Sports, or it's going to be the New York Times. One of those three. I don't think Thayer Evans will ever find anything because he's alienated himself, because he's just gone so gung-ho towards Cam. But I think either the Times, Yahoo Sports, or ESPN will find something. And if one of those run with it, then everybody else will run with it.
They need somebody to from the inside to crumble. And the question is, has somebody from the inside communicated with authorities or a news agency? If that has happened, if that does happen, then look out. Because I think that's your biggest... You look at the SMU case, and you had the disgruntled player. That's how they were ousted. So that's what needs to happen in this Auburn case for something to ultimately gain traction. Well, let's shift gears a little bit, and we mentioned this early on. We talked a little bit about SEC basketball. We could talk a little bit about that over the next couple of weeks.
Do we have to?
Well, that's the thing. You want to talk about it because it's going on. At the same time, there's not much to talk about. But how do you explain the other night? You had Kentucky losing to Alabama. You had Florida almost losing to Auburn. The East was supposedly the best division, but the West seems to have the East number early. How do you explain this? And what needs to happen this year for the SEC to turn it around? Is there anything that can happen?
Well, the East, first of all, Kentucky is not gonna they're not gonna continually lose games. They lose a couple of road games every once in a while, mostly because they're freshmen. And when you heard what Calipari did in the Alabama game, he was cursing his boy out, and so he had to come out and apologize. And he thought maybe that's a way to get into the guy's head and get him pumped up and everything. And it worked to negative, and he sold up and got mad at the end of the game. And, because he's a freshman, he didn't know how to handle that kind of an atmosphere, that kind of a game, that kind of an emotion. The other East teams, Florida, I is really unexplainable. Everybody had them in the – we knew they weren't a top 15 team, but we thought they would be, around, and they're not even close. They've had, like the guy said on ESPN, they've had a big win and then a letdown loss. They've had a big win and then a letdown loss.
Right,
right after the big win, they just can't stay steady. And they finally won. They won one of those letdown losses, but they actually won the game against Auburn. So now they're going to try to find a little streak. But it looks like it might be too little, too late for Florida to get it together in the East. And Vanderbilt is doing okay. They need some quality wins. They're not looking at getting in the tournament right now. So the East is really underperforming, except for Kentucky. Kentucky's had a couple of bad losses. I'm not counting Alabama, but they've had a couple of losses, right, but they'll be okay.
Tennessee should be all right once they get Bruce Pearl back. I mean,
well, that's the thing. They have a suspended coach.
I think once they get Pearl, they'll be a lot better. It's their assistant coach is proving that he's only good as an assistant coach. I forget his name right now.
Mm-hmm.
So Tennessee should come on after Pearl suspension's up. The West is going to be wild. Right now, you're thinking that Alabama is probably the best team in the West. Ole Miss at 0-4, Auburn at 0-4, State, I think it's 2-2. I also think Arkansas is 2-2. So you don't really have an LSU. So I mean, you've just got so much bad basketball in the West, and
the standings coming into today. I don't know. This is not updated with the games completed already, but the standings coming into the day are Florida East, Florida, and South Carolina at 3-1 on top. Then four teams: Kentucky, Georgia, Vanderbilt, and Tennessee at 2-2. The West has Alabama, Mississippi State, and LSU all with one loss. Arkansas 2-2, and then Mississippi and Auburn at 0-4. Wow. So the SEC, I think there's a legitimate shot for a team out of the West, an Alabama or even an Ole Miss or somebody, to win the SEC this year. That's how crazy it is. prediction from you. What how many bids does the SEC get to the NCAA tournament this year?
I think they have a good possibility of getting four.
Four.
Mm-hmm.
Any names?
I think definitely Kentucky. I think Tennessee will get it together and get in. I think either Florida or Vanderbilt or one of the other SEC East teams will get in.
And South Carolina.
South Carolina, maybe. Yeah. And then I think it's not unrealistic to say that Alabama could get in if they, you know, obviously if they win the SEC and the regular conference.
Yeah.
Regular season.
Well, it should be interesting. Appreciate Benjamin Bunn coming in and David Sears, of course, on Saturday. We'll be back next week. We're just taking it easy during the off season, but we'll have more topics. I have a confidence that this summer will not be completely dead as far as college football expansion going on, and by the end of the summer, Auburn University will be burned to the ground, right?